Let's pick up Maria in New Jersey, and she's got constant stomach bloating, and she'd like to know what to do about that. Are you there? Maria? Is that you, Maria?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And so how old a woman are you?
I'm 46.
Okay, and how long have you been experiencing stomach bloating?
This has been a little over a year, ever since I got a new cap in my mouth. Like, it seems that it started, like, soon after that for some reason. Maybe it's chewing my food, not chewing them properly, I don't know.
Possible.
But it's constant, though. It's like, I wake up in the morning with bloating, and I work out 5 days a week.
I'm only
5 feet tall. I'm 120 pounds.
Okay.
And it's just constantly bloated, no matter what I eat or don't eat.
All right, well, let's talk about a few other things that might be coincident with this. The first thing I'd be looking for is a scar or trauma. Have you had babies?
Yes, I've had one episiotomy.
An episiotomy would go toward the kidney and the adrenals. The stomach, I'd be looking for a blow or trauma from the forehead all the way down to the pubic bone on the front of the body. Anything there at all?
Not on the front of the body. I have fallen down steps.
Well, what about a nose? Do you ever have a nose injury?
No, never.
Okay, well, then you may be right. It may well be that something's going on with that tooth when you got a cap. See, the cap you got may be a different material than other restorations in the mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result, it can set up a battery effect. That battery effect can, of course, cause the toxic metals in the restoration to come out 80 times faster.
Okay.
And that may be what's going on here. You'd want to go to a QRA practitioner, someone who could test, and they could temporarily make every point in the body strong. Then they could stress tap the tooth and see if the stomach goes weak.
Okay.
And if that's the case, then it would be worth your while to take that crown out and get what's called a low-fusing ceramic. When you call the Ortolan, you could get a copy of Making the Right Dental Choice, which explains all that.
I've also been told by my urologist that my bladder does not empty out completely.
Okay.
So I was on the bladder complex for about 2 months, I think it was.
Did it help?
It did help a little.
Okay.
But, but it's still bloating. I used to wake up with a flat stomach, and it's just not happening.
Well, but just taking bladder complex didn't give you a flat stomach. We're talking about two different things.
As far as urinating, it was fine.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So in other words, when you were urinating, you didn't have bloating?
No, it would go down a little bit. But then it would come right back. There was nothing I could do to get rid of it. And I thought maybe it was perimenopausal. I'm thinking it could be a number of things. But.
Well, it's possible with your age that you're perimenopausal.
I still menstruate.
And you could try something like Rejuve Cream to see if that would help. You may want to, get out of the guessing game and call the order line and get a QRA practitioner and have them check you and find out what's going on here, especially that tooth, because I'd hate to redo it unless you have to.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, thanks so much for your call, Maria.
Bye now.